Good morning update and a little bit of an intraday, interweek kind of alert warning here. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point, May 20th, 11:03 a.m. Eastern Time. This is for the stock market. The model, even though it's showing the possibility of rallying next 7, 12 days, we've known of those scenarios that it might actually be down into next week. Probably wouldn't be down as long as 7 to 12 days, so it's not the complete opposite. And yes, the market can pick its head up sometime next week into the following. But the concerns are that we've seen the level four top. It's worked. It topped out earlier. It's allowed. The market's getting a little heavy. It's starting traded below yesterday's close. It's traded below today's open. And these are all little keys, signals here to suggest a negative reversal day. Market seems a little bit heavy right now. Daily indicator acts quite bearish. It's widening spread, like it's warning, hey, this market's going lower 1 to 3 days. That fits in with that one of the scenarios we have that is probably may well take out the low of yesterday and may well take out the low of last week. And we got objectives anywhere from, I forget now, 37.50 on down to 35.80s or something like that. There's a few analysts saying they don't think it's really going under 3,800, but they believe it ought to go a little bit lower than this, that we're getting close to where we might be able to look for a bounce. At the same time, those same people are saying if they get that bounce, they may well later on look for still lower targets, okay? I also watched an interview with Stephen Roach of, forget the global bank he was with, and he really specialized more in China, but he was certainly involved in global and also talking U.S. He was on CNBC with Melissa Lee, I think, and he basically just said, if you do the math, the Fed isn't going to raise fast enough. They won't get rates high enough this year to really accomplish something of turning down this inflation. And he thinks they just got to have massive hikes to do it. And so he's concerned this can turn into stagflation, which always worries the stock market a bit here. And even I'm concerned just how long is this going to linger? Well, next Friday, we're going to get a PCE report for inflation, and that is very important. A lot of the Fed Reserve people, from what I've heard over many years, prefer that to the CPI. And it's always a lower number, but it is very high relative to its own history. But if that would ever tick down, I think that would kind of give a little confirmation of the tick down in the CPI we got. Now, on June 10th, we'll get the May CPI. And in the first trading or business day of June, we should get the May PMIs that can reflect how our economy is doing. And I've been bearish the PMIs and saying we are going to slow down the economy a bit. And that's why I had to allow for this bear market this year. It's just I wasn't bared enough, aggressive enough. And I am concerned the PMIs will show some more deterioration, slowing down the economy here. And I think we're going to see pockets around the world. Also, the European Central Bank said they'll probably raise rates this summer. On one hand, long term, that's encouraging. It's a sign of a stable economy, a sign they want to fight inflation. On the other hand, on a short term basis, it means they're just kind of following behind us, and they're going to have their own issues of, is it going to hurt their stock market as they raise interest rates and fight inflation, okay? And of course, they got a different inflation scenario going on there with all the energy in Russia, Ukraine a bit. At any rate, I do think there's possibility this market is just going to be lower next week. And I've pulled out, and I'm feeling rather bearish here. I think the model's right suggesting level three top occurred this week, and the trend is down into level three bottom sometime next week. And by golly, it must have bottomed last week, which again met close to the ideal requirements. And yes, this could be a last minute bottom here, but it feels as though, yeah, but that bottom should have been placed yesterday. And here they're starting to lean on the market as though it's not working. Somebody tried. We saw the demand there yesterday. So here's how to approach this. I'm saying lower into tomorrow until it, or lower into sometime next week until it trades back above today's high, which in the futures is 39.49 and a half. And let me flip over to the S&P 500 for you. and today's high is 3943.42, a little bit lower than yesterday's, so I would prefer to use yesterday's high of 3945.96 for the cash S&P 500. At any rate, I am concerned. Stock market's going still lower on us, and maybe we'll get a nice rebound and get a little bit of some support here going to next week. And I realize, yes, there are studies saying things are really low priced and cheap, but there's also really nothing has changed over this worries over inflation and the interest rates and where is the economy going. People still have plenty of stocks in their portfolio, and they could just keep selling a little bit almost every day and practically every week for a while yet. We just have to consider that. So again, if we'll trade over yesterday's high in the cash or today's high in the futures, maybe we can have some stability. But I'm concerned that they're going to try to test last week's low. And I think if they do it, it's going to fail by a little bit at least and put it a little bit below it. All right, past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Put me down as somewhat bearish here, and we'll take it one step at a time. But I'm thinking they're going to continue to sell some next week as well as today here. And I think the level four is over. They'll probably buy, the level four will probably swing up a little on the late side of Monday on into Tuesday. But, what if it's down quite a bit the rest of the day, Sunday night, Monday morning, and then you get the level four bounce and you find it really wasn't worth waiting to see whether this market can find its feet or not, okay? So, just watch last week's low. If they put it down today, still don't seem to put it below last week's low and then put it above today's high, yesterday's high, that's going to encourage some people, but really isn't much has changed here. We got plenty of upside gaps, but those gaps could wait for later this year as to upside targets, and we just may have to work through a lot of this yet here on pulling down the market. I look at that monthly chart and thinking, gosh, it's just below that trend line I showed you, and the monthly indicators are, we're actually more oversold than we were going back to 2009 crash. That probably means the market's very undervalued here on a long-term basis. But the point is, people are just near-term worried. And we saw some very nice demand yesterday, but it's not the kind of demand, I don't think, that is consistent. It's going to take some work here. We need several up days to kind of show us some kind of bottom and event, and then some are going to require several up weeks, so at any rate, I'm bearish, and yet I fully understand I want you to understand those scenarios I showed you where it could go up the next 7 to 12 days are still on the table. Even if it took out last week's low in just the next couple of days, it could still flip back, not rally as long, but still give us a rebound. But will it be the rebound we really want then? So, at any rate, I've backed out. If I have to buy it on the way up, I will. And hopefully I can buy a lower price. For those of you who might be looking at the SSO, I'm always talking about it as my favorite fund. I'm concerned of it going down to $46 to $44. It's been over $48 today. I think the low is in the $47 area. And I think it just should track well with the S&P 500. And so I'm hopeful I can buy a few dollars cheaper and throw another dart and try again. But I'm out at the moment, and we'll give the bears a chance, see what they can do going into next week. And again, may have to backpedal here if it can take out yesterday's high in the cash. But past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Interest rates market seems rather soft here and not doing a whole lot, and neither with the rest of the outside markets. Thank you.